It, trash it, change it, mail upgrade it. Call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, get it, paste it, save it, load it, check it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a sunny and warm day here at That Computer Store, and we are here to bring a little sunshine in your life and some Coke from Mexico, apparently. Thanks to Mr.
Cane
Slim.
Cane sugar for the win.
Wow. We've got new drinks, new snacks, new computers.
Word. You don't know about this yet, Chris. I'm going to blow your mind. I don't like surprises.
Yes. And we have special guests, the D5 Robotics team. Who are they? Why are they here? And what are they all about? And why do they have guns? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show, episode 120... What? 126?
Something like that.
Yeah. I'd like to apologize in advance. As a little public service announcement, I'd like to apologize in advance if the show sucks. Derek wouldn't let me prep for the show. He kept distracting me, and he looks funny.
There. He kept saying, hey, you want? Hey, you know what? Hey.
Yeah, hey, so public service announcement over. Okay, so we got a Supreme Commander 2 tournament today at the store, and we might also talk about some actual news like 3D CPUs, keeping up with Moore's Law by 2010. Do you know what Moore's Law is? And if not...
It means I can have more.
More laws, yeah. Jesus in a pan of bacon.
What?
Yeah, man.
Are you serious?
I'm cooking it up. And how to stop your Toyota if it becomes a careening death machine of acceleration and doom.
You know, Microsoft lost that appeal on the Word case.
Did they?
Yeah, man. Bad news for,
wow,
for Microsoft.
That and more on today's episode 126 of That Computer Show. Okay, we're going to get to all the cool stuff right up front. We're gonna start with the District 5 of Lexington and Richland County robotics team. So, you know, they say never trust robots, but I don't know. You want to say something witty?
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
That wasn't very witty. Okay, so who do we...
It's usually the people behind them that you got to be careful of.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The masterminds. Okay, so I've got three gentlemen with us today, and your name is?
I'm Stephen Orr. I'm a high school teacher at Irmo High School, and
okay.
I also run the D5 Robotics.
Okay,
team.
So Mr. Orr, Irmo, South Carolina, for those of you who are not... Irmo is right outside of Columbia. You're the head of the robotics team. I guess you're the overlord.
Well, I guess you could call it that.
Overlord. That's right. Good right there.
Okay.
You get some cool points.
I guess just by default, because I've been involved with it and started it up
cool.
a long time ago.
So okay.
I've been doing it since, what, 2004?
That's when the team started. That was our first year. This is our seventh season now.
Yeah. Okay. And you are?
My name is Ryan Brown. I guess officially I'm a first mentor.
You're a mentor now.
Oh, wow. He's graduated as a mentor.
Former student.
Dig it.
Former student, yes.
So are you like a team?
Number two.
No.
No, number two.
That's,
well,
it's Mr. Hedden. I wouldn't say number two.
We've got a lot of number twos.
Okay, and you are, sir?
I'm Hector Morales.
Okay.
Student, you know, in robotics.
So Hector, Ryan, Steven, and I'm Steven.
And I'm Chris, and you're listening to...
We already did that part.
Okay,
so D5 Robotics. Now, why is it called D5?
That comes from District 5, so we just...
Okay, so like
catchy little
the school district...
Describe five. The school district, because we have kids presently from two of the high schools. We've had kids in the past from all three high schools.
And okay.
I think you should turn it into a backronym. And D5 stands for destroy.
The Daleks 5 robotics team.
Ryan would like that. But yeah, if it was BattleBots, we might think about doing that.
I was going to ask about that. Well, we're going to get to that.
Different.
Yeah. So what exactly is it all about? You guys build robots?
Really, what First Robotics is the organization nationally that was started by Dean Kamen, who's an inventor of the Segway and Pure Water Systems and a lot of other things.
Yeah, okay. But,
and that really cool chair, the wheelchair
right,
chair,
the that wheel stands up. Yes, right?
That's a lot cooler than the Segway. Dan Kamen is a really, really bright guy.
I think they should mix
controlled with your brain.
Oh yeah,
that one too.
That was really cool. I saw that, but the Segway was kind of like he gave us a little bit too much hype on the little people mover.
I think you should put rockets on the side of it in your set, man.
Yeah, man.
Just imagine
mall
that.
Cops.
Rockets exploding.
That's what I think.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so anyway, the First Robotics, First stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology.
Okay.
And he really started it to give a competition that was fostering relationships between professionals and industry and the students.
Okay, cool, cool.
To be able to work with them side by side to learn.
So it's a competition. Now, you know, you were mentioning, Ryan, you were mentioning earlier there's a playing field. And it's how big's the field?
54 feet by 27 feet.
Now, each year, it's a different competition. They basically set parameters for the competition.
Yeah.
And then you have to build a robot that
plays the game that they release.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a kickoff where everybody basically either goes to Dean Kamen's arena up
yeah.
there, or we watch it online at regional kickoffs. And then from that point on, you have 6 weeks
okay.
to design based on the game.
Wow.
Oh, only 6 weeks?
And program and practice.
Now, where do you...
And then you crate off the robot in a big crate to a warehouse, and it sits there until the competition.
Now, do you have, like, a set budget or set parts you can use, or...
We have no budget. We have to
so that could work
for money. You guys were very generous.
Yeah, so that could work for or against you, I guess. Now, are there limitations on what you could use? In like...
Yes.
Yeah. Every
guns? Can you use guns?
The manual is about the size of a Harry Potter book. The rules booklets are just very large for this game. Technically, you're not supposed to be able to spend more than $500 on any one component.
On any one component.
So let's say we were to buy a sheet of plastic mm-hmm. that was $550. Mm-hmm. No matter how much we cut out of it, as long as it's the entire sheet that we ended up using, we cannot use that on our robot.
Gotcha.
So... with COTS items, which are components off the shelf,
uh-huh.
things that you can normally buy from a store have to be available that year. Otherwise, you can't use them. So all the teams have to have available to your COTS items.
Okay.
And you accept donated parts that exceed $500? Like if we were to...
Wait, we're like looking for an angle.
Just saying.
I mean, I've got a surface-to-air rocket launcher that a buddy of mine is selling for $10.
It's a novel. Like Warren.
Okay, so there's no budget, but there are spending restraints to keep it from. So like you can't go to I went to NASA and I bought a moon rover.
Now there are teams that are sponsored by NASA as they have NASA engineers on.
That's
the team
not fair.
Absolutely. But the thing is first is
you need to gun for those guys.
the competition itself is actually more collaborative.
I don't know.
Who wins the competition doesn't really matter.
The last robot I saw that NASA built was in that movie Space Camp, and it sent some kids to the moon on accident. So I don't think I want to be around a robot that NASA built.
What are the rules on machine guns and rockets?
Those pretty much are kind of frowned upon.
They
encourage us to work together. They just changed the rules this week after some of the regionals have already happened.
Oh, really?
For collaboration points.
So to get people to collaborate more?
To get
more?
People to work together a little bit more.
Okay. Well, actually,
that's the way it's always been.
To be truthful, is to keep people from collaborating too much, because with their new seating system, don't want to get too much into it, but basically the way you win the game is not winning the game. So what they did was the winning team... The way C points work, if you win 1-0, you're not rewarded as much as if you tie 5-5. Or if you lose 4-6, you're rewarded more for that than you are winning 1-0. It's about how many points you score in reality.
Okay.
So to prevent teams from doing, instead of a 3v3 competition, all going up on as one side to a 6v0, just score on themselves constantly, they implemented rule changes to allow the winning team gets 5 seed points instead of none, bonus. And some other rules to help foster more of a competition between the two alliances instead of people just gaming the system to get seed points so they rank higher.
So now this year's competition, I remember you said something about a barrier, like it's a 1-foot-tall barrier. And
it's basically soccer with bumps in the middle of the field. Basically, it's divided into 3 parts,
uh-huh.
and each of the bumps has a tower in between it. Which you can like come across. You can there's a hole underneath the tower. You can go and pass through the parts of the field.
Okay.
Or you just like ram the bump and go across.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, we take
Sunday
things, and literally when you're up getting over the top of this bump, if you have a high center of gravity, your butt is just gonna go crazy. And if somebody's coming up on the other side, you could literally roll right over them. They could flip you.
Incidental contact is legal, but you want to
But no battle bots.
There's no battle bots here.
So
gracious professionalism.
Can you guys talk about your robot? What is your robot named?
They're cool.
Cool?
This year it's cool.
You should have named him Pele if it's soccer.
I'm not really sure, it's cool. But I think it's cool.
My vote is for Pele. If it's modified soccer.
Soccer ball in Spanish was the other name we're going for.
Yeah, we did soccer ball in Spanish. We even looked up an Eskimo game in Alaska that they kick a ball between villages.
It should have been curling. Oh my god, between villages. Yeah. It's like a week long game. Yeah. Okay, so cool is the unofficial name of the robot. Yeah, what's the website address?
D5robotics.org.
D5robotics.org. Yeah, I see Chris is checking it out.
D, the number 5.
Okay. Like R2D5.
We actually had an R5D5 robot.
Yeah, actually, you know, it will be R5D4, R2D5. Was there an R2D5?
I don't know.
It was a green one, I think. Anyway, I'll look that up. For Star Wars geeks, the only reason that might matter. Okay, so cool is
that website.
Cool is the name. Yeah, definitely. Cool is the name of your robot. Yeah. Now, what is your strategy for conquering this year's?
What's changed over the last 2 weeks?
Oh dear.
Well, to be truthful, we don't know yet. Yeah. We'll wait till we get a competition to really figure out. You kind of change your strategy based on who you're allianced with for every match, but now we're going to try to play a little more defensive and play in the far section of the field, preventing the other team from scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Our robot design kind of caters to that. We have treads, very large, treads. 3 inches wide tank treads, tread system that no other team uses. Our style of treads, no other team uses.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It remains to be seen. Yeah.
Now, does the robot have the ability to overcome the,
Yeah, we're going to be strong at going over the bump.
Low center of gravity on your bot, I'm guessing?
Low.
Yeah.
Our bot's only 18 inches high in the first place, so there's 120 pounds.
But that's changing today.
Really? How?
Coming about a foot higher.
Oh, okay.
So, do you guys have pictures of the bot online or anything?
I'm actually watching a video of skating around.
That's our chassis.
It looks like a warehouse. So is this a section of the school that is devoted to this?
No, this is actually a Bertram International across the interstate over here. They donate space.
Man. It's like a a tank.
Yeah. I got some rockets. We'll, after the competition, have some fun, man.
We actually have a student on our team that just made a rocket not too long ago.
Wow.
Didn't work out too well.
Why do you talk Nick about that? You use one rocket booster instead of two. You'll never get two to fire sequentially. Yeah. You know.
Okay, so I have a question. The robots, are they just remote controlled via or are they?
There's different portions of the game. The first portion of the game is what, 15 seconds?
Yeah, it's autonomous.
It's not much.
So I was going to ask: Are there any autonomous actions that the bot has to do?
We've got some.
We don't have to. I mean,
we've got some great sensors and some technology in our warehouse that we can set up. For instance, we have a vision camera with facial recognition software, and we can literally, if somebody's wearing a red shirt and they move,
the
camera will literally follow them and drive the bot to 6 feet away or whatever.
Yeah, because everybody knows that they're wearing a red shirt.
Your robot, I'm hearing the little the sound in your legs inside.
Absolutely,
Arnold Schwarzenegger's
targeting. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We think that way.
Nice.
Well, that's really cool.
Cool. So, how do you think you guys are? Pun intended. How do you think you guys are going to do this year? Confident?
I'm confident in our students' ability to get something that's going to be successful. Yeah. They do a great job of redesigning and refabricating, and it's always a fun process. It's about the relationships and what they learn.
That's cool stuff, man.
You're going to do great.
So, what do you do with the robot when it's all over?
Well, we try to keep them, but half the time because of our budget, we have to cannibalize them and turn them into next year's bot. So
Frankenstein.
We've got pieces of robots around the warehouse that are
everywhere. Wow, it's like the inside of a Jawa crawler.
We try to keep them together and show them off for a little bit. Yeah. And then, you know, when the next build season starts,
bye-bye.
Bots have no safety in our warehouse. Yeah. They get taken apart pretty quickly when we need anything.
If you had to quantify how much cool cost to make in raw parts, obviously manpower and blood, sweat, and tears, but
we've actually made our own CNC table now, so we're kind of fabricating our own parts.
Yeah,
but
made your own CNC table.
Probably
fascinating. The kit of parts is first supplies us with a lot of material.
Yeah.
Electronics, motors, a lot of different things.
And the price of, if I was to just buy the controlling electronics alone off the website, so anyone who wants to do this, just they can buy the IFI kits. It would cost $1,800 to get just your controlling software, your radio transmitters,
wow,
your computers, your Victor controllers.
It's about $6,000.
Wow, that's a lot of bucks. Well, listen, that is a wrap for round one. We're going to be back after the break for more news from the series of tubes we call the Internet. You might call it a complete waste of time. You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment two will start in mere minutes.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best: tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow. Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts. Or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
What's inside the orange box? The best game of all time. Brain melting, offbeat genius. The deepest multiplayer game of the year. The Orange Box, October 10th. Rated T2M.
We gonna do it. Yeah. Five dollar foot long. That's not, no, it's five. $5. Right, no, and it's $5 for low. It's three.
It's a 30-second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
It's the Onion Radio News. A local man hates all 211 beverages in the store. This is Doyle Redland reporting. A simple excursion to the supermarket today spiraled into an acrimonious blur of rage for Joe Duarte. The 57-year-old Rockford, Illinois man was nearly overcome by a horrible loathing for every one of the 211 beverages stocked at his neighborhood White Hen.
Iceberry cooler, hate it, extreme lime, I hate it, Vine Hartzell, RX Mantasia, hate it, hate it, hate it.
Duarte reserved his most vehement loathing for the sugary drinks sold in sports bottles, as well as all of the bottled water brands and their claims of purity. Upon arriving home, Duarte drank deeply and angrily from his garden hose. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, throw it, point it, zoom it.
Alrighty, we are back with more That Computer Show. You are listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. Okay, so we've got the D5 Robotics team with us. We're going to chat with them for a couple more minutes before we move on to less important news, like awesome new computers and snacks and tournaments and porn and Toyota's exploding. That's kind of some good news, actually, right?
Maximum overdrive.
It really is. Okay, so okay, D5 guys, what do we want to cover? We got a couple more minutes, so what do we want to talk about?
Well, we want to thank you for your sponsorship, and if anybody else is willing to sponsor the D5 Robotics team, they can go to our website and either email me, and we'll get you contact information. Okay. We're probably going to set up a PayPal account pretty soon.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay, so again, the link is
D5Robotics.org.
D5Robotics.org.
And you can...
You don't have to say it like that. You just type it in. It's fine.
Yeah, you can email me at iusorr@gmail.com for any information that you might need.
We'll put those links on the show notes so you guys can click on that and give if you can.
Yeah, so without being blatant, they need money, people.
These robots aren't cheap.
Yeah, they are. That's apparently, yeah. So they need clams. Preferably dollars, but you know, clams, I guess I could maybe, there's an exchange rate for that, but yeah, they need money for this. This is good stuff. It's educational, and you know, when the robot war begins, these might be the people that help save us, you know, fight back, fight fire with robots.
Exactly.
So just keep that in mind when you're thinking about getting your checkbook out or your, you know, PayPal.
And so, if you want to come check us out at the Palmetto Regional at Clemson University.
Okay, yeah. So the Palmetto Regional competition, it's at Clemson University.
Little John Auditorium where they play basketball. It's the 25th through the 27th of March.
Okay.
So it's in 2 weeks.
So in 2 weeks, March 25th through 27th. Now, you were saying that they
and
can't...
it's free. There's no admission cost.
Oh, free's good.
So,
yeah,
free is anyone good. Who wants to watch can just walk on in, find a seat, and... you know, watch the competitions play.
Now they said
actually go among the pits and actually look at everybody's robots.
Oh, that's
ask
cool.
Questions.
Now you said though that they can't identify you by your team name. There's like a number kind of thing.
Well, it'll be up there, but all the first teams are done by team number, and our team number is 1293. It's on our website.
Okay, so team 1293 D5 Robotics. They need lots of money dollars, and they need some love at this competition. You need to visit them if you're in Clemson, near Clemson, or can get to Clemson. What was the date again? The
25th through the 27th. Okay. 25th is the practice day. The competition starts the 26th and finishes the 27th.
Now, does this go to like a national thing? Or
yes.
Because I know we were going to talk about the New York is doing theirs today, apparently.
Not just New York. It's all over the country.
Okay.
Yeah, they have maybe 30 regionals overall. There's, I think, just under 1,800 active teams this year.
Wow.
Across Canada, United States. We have a couple Brazilian teams, just a couple teams in Israel.
Wait, you've got Brazilian teams playing robotic soccer?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I never really thought of that.
It's football
good.
To them.
Yeah, still, we're screwed. So we really need your support, ladies and gentlemen.
They're actually coming to Palmetto, too.
Yes, there is one Brazilian team
they're
that likes to come
year.
To Palmetto.
So they're going to compete in the... Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
May the force be with you. Oh. What is that, a bunny rabbit?
Yeah, he's...
odd question.
Why are you watching a bunny rabbit opening a piece of mail?
Because it's bunny rabbit letter opener.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool. I saw a cat eating a Big Mac earlier, but, you know. Okay, so is there anything else you guys want to add? Any other cool bits or tidbits or important stuff that we need to know?
Come check it out.
Come check it out. Do you guys want to say hi to any of your teammates real quick? Because I know that there's probably people like...
Tori's probably listening.
I was going to say, yeah.
Tori's probably still talking.
Yeah. So, Tori, if you're listening, you're here in spirit.
Everybody else get back to work. We got to redo that thing.
Come on, TJ.
Cracking the whip. Very cool. All right, guys. Awesome. Well, you guys are welcome to sit around and listen to us make fools of ourselves for a couple of minutes. It's kind of like listening to us, but watching us is just as boring. So D5 Robotics, guys, that's cool.
Thanks
stuff. Yeah, thank you, and thank you guys for coming. We appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Time.
Okay, so a couple other things I want to talk about. We had a tasty beverage last week. I wanted to talk about this. There's a couple new things at the store we're going to be stocking.
Yeah, the Wave
energy drink. Yeah. I'm just going to chat about it for a second. We're going to try and get some sponsorships and some free stuff out of those guys because, you know, we're merciless in that. But, one of our customers dropped dropped a couple cans by and said, try this stuff out. And it didn't suck.
No, it's actually quite tasty.
Yeah, it really didn't suck.
I took a look at the ingredients list, and it was just kind of odd. I didn't know carrots came in black.
Yeah, they have black carrot juice, and there was like yam juice, and I should have kept a can because there was some
purple
weird
cabbage.
Yeah. So. Wow. It's like a weird psychedelic mix of flavors. I think V8 has black carrot juice too. I remember seeing that.
I'm
look up black carrot. What is it, man?
I'm unfamiliar with black carrots. There are
many jokes I could make right now.
That they look cool. I don't like carrots at all, really.
They look like rotten carrots, dude. They don't look cool. They look freaky.
Look rotten. They look neat.
If I were a rabbit, I would look at that and be like, "Oh no, nah, man, no, nah, I'm gonna go to McDonald's."
I just don't know why I don't like orange food.
Really?
No, I don't think food should be orange. I don't like mac and cheese. Oranges are okay, but they're orange because they're oranges.
You know, and my daughter is reading the Percy Jackson books, you know, the Lightning Thief and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a subtext in the books about blue food.
Food should not be blue, except for that weird blue corn thing.
What about Frankenberry cereal? That should be blue.
No, ma'am.
No, it's not Frankenberry. It's Frankenberry's pink. It's Booberry. Yeah, blueberries.
No.
Kidding me?
No.
That does it. I'm going to start looking for blue and orange foods, and I'm going to just make you eat blue and orange foods.
Mm.
Blueberries are good. Apricots?
They're okay.
Peaches? Millions of peaces. What are we even talking about right now?
I
okay.
don't even know.
So, wave energy drink is cool. Oh. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, it's a new snack we're going to be getting. It's called Gamer Grub.
What is this?
Gamer Grub. Okay, go to www. Let me open up a web browser. Go to www.gamergrub.com. Now, I had an awesome conversation with the owner and inventor. His name is Keith Mullen. We're going to get him on the show at some point.
Woo.
See? Yeah, okay. The problem we have at That Computer Store is gamers will get... It's called we're not sure if it's cheesy digititis or cheesy digitosis. Because itis is apparently, one of my gamers is like, yeah, itis is the swelling of, and it's because, you know, when you eat Cheetos, Cheeto finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that gets on your mouse and your keyboard and your face and blah, 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 it's all, you know. So he designed the packaging. Keith designed the packaging to basically, you rip it open, you turn it up and you just pour it into your face.
Nice. And our keyboards and mice don't get gamer funk on them.
Yeah. And it's the pizza flavored performance snack. Okay, a couple of the flavors, they've got chocolate and wasabi. There's two different flavors, not chocolate and wasabi, because that would be... Yeah. Those are two flavors that are coming. Peanut butter and jelly, and pizza.
I see the pizza. It's got like cashews and almonds and other little bits in there, and I'm like, how is that... And I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, if you flavor that right, it probably tastes like a pizza.
So, but it's...
Sign me up, man. That looks good.
It's cheese curls... Tomato, almonds, sesame sticks, fried onions, and pita chips. And apparently they are fortified with vitamins and other stuff that gamers might not get because they don't see the light of day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great if they had vitamin D in them. So we're going to be getting a whole butt ton of this stuff. I'm really excited. And what's that? Blueberry flavor would be awesome.
Blueberry flavor.
So right now we're gonna start with pizza and PB&J.
There's a lot of geek trivia and stuff like that spread throughout the site. It looks pretty interesting. I like it.
It's good. Okay, so they're fortified with vitamin B3, vitamin C, magnesium, vitamin A, choline, not colon, because that would be poop, choline, L-glutamic acid, and vitamin E.
All the things a growing boy needs.
To game. So it's cool stuff, man. I'm really excited. But what I'm most excited about is that you don't eat it with your fingers. You just that's the noise you make. So when you're playing Bad Company 2 or getting your face stomped in Supreme Commander 2,
I don't
get my keyboard
to reach
messy.
In the bag anyway. That's what.
Yeah, it gets in the way. So anyway, and now the reason I'm talking about these two things because you can drink your Wave Energy drink, and you can toss back your gamer grub while you're using the new. That computer store, the Mianovision 1610 Core i7 notebook with ATI 5650. 5650.
But I,
Are you mad, Chris?
I am.
I'm so pissed. I love it.
I have the 1607.
The 1607 is good stuff. Don't get me wrong. Now, here's what's going to happen. The 1607 is the notebook that we have. It's a Core i7 notebook.
I mean the 1610.
No, the 1607. 1607 is a Core 2 Duo. It's got an ATI 4650, and it's a great notebook. The newest offering by Compal, and here's some pictures, Chris. You can take a look at it. It's very similar, except for the body's a little bit different. It's
got an antenna.
Yeah, this one they're showing the optional antenna for mind control. it's got USB, HDMI.
We need to put these pictures on the.
We're gonna put them on. Yeah, but we're getting one in now. The real question is, and this is so new that they haven't even published all of the specs on it. We should be getting it in a week or so. It uses a Core i7. We don't know if it can also take advantage of the Core i3. Because imagine if you bought one of these things, put a Core i3 in it. Built a budget system, and then popped an i7 in. You know, when you had another $500.
I believe if it's using the 1136 mobile style.
Yeah, let me. And we have some information, but it's so new that I talked to my rep at Compal, and he was like, "Yeah, this is just coming out, and we'll get them. We're going to get them in a week or so."
And the video is a 56.
It's a 5650 with a gig of RAM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Decent video.
So, I'm eager to see how the 5600 will compare to the 46, as we know, there was a huge jump with the 4,000s to 5,000s.
There was a pretty big leap from the 3,000s to the 4,000s.
That was a huge leap, yeah. So anyway, wanted to chat about that a second, just to see the look on Chris's face, and it was worth it. Actually, let me pull up those specs if I can find them. Can you talk about something real quick while I look
for
them? I'm just going
to... I stumbled across this article in the scene from Ghostbusters where Bill Murray talks about the end of the world, cats and dogs sleeping together.
Oh, mass hysteria, yeah.
Mass hysteria. Microsoft offers first Google Android mobile phone app.
I saw something from Microsoft the other day. What is that? Was that legit?
I don't even know what it is. It's I didn't even look at the app.
It's a barcode.
Dropped.
It's a barcode tagging program.
Yeah, but it's apparently from digging through the gripe... basically, all the comments that were left on Slashdot linked to this was that it only works with certain types of proprietary tags.
Yeah.
Very Microsoft. But my favorite post was a quote from Linus Torvalds saying that when Microsoft starts making programs for Linux, he's won.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay, so this uses the Intel IBEX Peak PM55 chipset.
P55, so yes, it'll use i3, i5, and i7.
So that's what we're hoping. Now, there is some question. He said he didn't know if the BIOS would support it, that there might be locks in place.
Some machines, it has to be able to support the onboard video of the i3 and i5.
So we're not certain.
Which I imagine it would if the machine were designed to do the hybrid video stuff where it would use...
Yeah. And I don't know if it does. MSI's new stuff is going to do hybrid video. We're going to get one in, and I'm just going to get my hands on an i3 mobile. I got a Core i7 coming with it, so we'll see. Because this really may be awesome. So, and it's only about now, not including the CPU, but the chassis is only about $100 more than the KHLB2 that we're using. So the price point isn't that much higher for Core i7 and 4650. So. Anyway, so do you have anything cool to talk about? That's pretty much it for me. I'm done. I'm because of Derek.
Well, let's
thank you,
in.
Derek.
Let's go.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Now, I do have an interesting story about John Battelle. He's a gentleman that was on a United Airlines flight, and he decided to use video chat to say goodnight to his kids, you know, like you do. He was using the iChat video, and the stewardess came up to him and told him that he was breaking the law.
What?
Yeah, told him to shut it down. It was illegal.
Oh, wait. Was he using a laptop or a phone?
Laptop with Wi-Fi on the airplane. The airplane had Wi-Fi, so he's like, you know.
How was he breaking the law?
He wasn't.
Breaking the law.
He wasn't. But the flight attendant, I guess that's what they're called now.
Yeah.
Was basically, you know, basically told him he was being a terrorist. He could use, that terrorist could use video chat to bring down airplanes.
How?
So, like, I think that he suffered a few moments of shock from stupid. Have you ever seen that when someone?
Yeah, when you the look on your face when you're just like, yeah, yeah, the yeah,
yeah. He recovered. John recovered from the stupid shock, and actually a response from United basically says that no, it's not against the law, but
evildoers,
we block it anyway because of what it could be used for. I think they block it just to cut down on the
bandwidth cost. Yeah,
so that is it could be distractive to other patrons of the airplane.
Only if you're doing like porn chat with XXX.
What? They're just trying to cull down on the bandwidth.
That's silly. So they're offering it, but wow, it sounds like AT&T.
Yeah, apparently there's the flight attendant manual says two-way communication devices are not permitted, but it has Wi-Fi. So,
wow.
That's like one-way internet, right?
That's, wow. Okay, so that is all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back after the break with more news of the normal weird wild, like webcamming. Actually, the look, is that the dude's face? Was
that was the dude's face.
Maybe that's why she blocked it. Stay tuned and sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
From San Francisco comes
Rice A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice A-Roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-A-Roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is copyinfo, copyinfo, at loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike, who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so debonair.
It's the Onion Radio News. 180 trillion leisure hours were lost to work in 2004. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Boston University School of Lifestyle Management released disturbing findings today that indicate that more than 180 trillion valuable leisure hours were lost to work in 2004. Sociology professor Adam Bernhardt headed the nationwide study of 12,000 Americans.
The majority of American adults find work cutting into the middle of their days, exactly when leisure is most effective. Unfortunately, most Americans can't enjoy leisure during this time for the simple reason that they're at work.
Bernhard reluctantly added that the report was responsible for the loss of nearly 12,000 leisure hours. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it.
Alrighty, we are back with more of That Computer Show. Okay, first things first, I got a little piece of news I've got to talk about. Our friend Wilson from House sent us a little bit of news about Steam, Portal, Half-Life, and Max. Apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
apparently,
right.
Steam's going to start releasing all their games on Max, including Left 4 Dead 2, Portal 2, Half-Life 2, Episode 1, 2, 3, Left 4 Dead 2.
Is Portal 2 going to be on there?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, it should be. So, if you're on a Mac, you may actually get to play a video game in the next 10 years. Because, you know, we're 2010, so in the first 10 years, really, you can play World of Warcraft. But,
Mac gets another game.
Yay! So, yeah, I look forward to that, man.
I'm just kidding, Chloe. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they actually get two games. So, cool stuff! Steam is going to start releasing all of their games. And Portal 2, yes, Portal 2 is going to be simultaneously released on Mac and PC, if I remember correctly. They said that the key is to develop them in tandem with a common code base, which means that it's going to play great in Linux.
I was going to say, I mean, it's basically Unix underneath.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, and Steam already works in Wine on Linux, but I would really love for all these games to run native so they don't have to worry about, you know, weird, you know,
just the weird compatibility
translations
stuff.
And stuff.
Because Steam works, not all of the games work. Like, I don't know if Bad Company 2 works in Linux. I don't know. Because that's an EA game distributed through Steam.
Exactly.
It's all kind of complicated. So, yeah. So, okay. A couple other things I did want to chat about. How to stop your Toyota if it becomes a careening death machine of acceleration and doom. I have a link here. That is actually... No, that's about Lady Gaga. It's teeny peeny. Okay, here we go. Toyota.com/recall/videos/stoppingprocedure.html. Now, there's a... It's a video. This very nice lady in jeans. Nice little sweater there. Looks like it's from Banana Republic and Taylor or something. I don't know. And she's telling you what to do if you find yourself in a... And she's very, very chill about it. If you find yourself in a Toyota vehicle that is accelerating uncontrollably towards a wall of spikes or bombs, or she doesn't say this, but okay, I'm going to distill this little minute-long video down into three very important pieces of information. So, if you drive a Toyota or any other vehicle that is a careening death machine, I had a Honda years ago, and the transmission malfunctioned, and it just kept revving higher and higher and higher, and it wouldn't stop. So, what did I do? I put it in neutral. There's a winner for you right there, ladies and gentlemen. If your Toyota is careening, this nice girl in the Toyota says, put your vehicle in neutral. Why would you do that, Chris? Why would you put your vehicle in neutral?
Well, you disengage the engine from the drive wheels. So, your engine can rev forever, but it disconnects the power from the engine from the wheels.
As a test, when you get in your car, put your car in neutral and press the gas pedal, and you'll hear... It'll rev, but
unless
you won't take
if you're
off.
Redneck, your car will go button button.
Fair enough. So yeah, step one, put it in neutral. Actually, I think that's step two. She said, step one, take your foot off the gas and put both feet on the brake pedal, and press like a mother. Beep. Don't pump the brakes because that'll decrease its effectiveness. She says, push down on the brakes, and it shows her, man. With both feet, you stomp on the brake. Step two, put it in neutral and pull over. And she also suggests turning the engine off because we all know...
That's a novel concept.
Now, I understand that some of the people... Now, I'm not making fun of the people who have had these accidents, but if you find yourself in this situation, try not to panic. Grab your towel. put it in neutral, put on the brakes, and turn the vehicle off. Now, when you turn the vehicle off, of course, you're not going to have power steering. And you're going to be like, oh, God, the steering's gone. The steering's not gone. The power assist is gone. You can still steer. Hands on 10 and 2. Put your cell phone down. Stop texting or eating a hamburger. Kyle's like, oh, but it's yummy. Anyway, the biggest thing is put the vehicle in neutral, turn it off, and put on your brakes. Now, if you are in a Prius, you press the power button for 4 seconds. Just like if your computer won't shut down and it's accelerating rapidly, press the power button. And we did that with the one with the fans that were out of control. It might have been a Toyota computer. You press the power button down for 4 seconds. That powers off the vehicle, just like on a computer, because it's run by computer. Now, you then pull the vehicle over and you call the cops, and then you freak out. So, what do you do if your Toyota is driving out of control, Chris?
Get a different car.
Pull the power plug. But
unplug it.
But what do you do? The three steps.
Stop, drop, and roll. Oh, push the brakes, put it in neutral, and turn off the engine.
There you go, and pull over. But
that's the fourth rule.
Okay. So there's like 27 rules if you really distill it down.
But the first rule is...
freak out.
Don't talk about Toyotas.
Don't talk about Fight Club. Rule number one, don't talk about Fight Club. Okay, so public service announcement. Okay, now I like to read. I like books. They have words, and I like that. Some of them have pictures. I like that too. I read a really... What? Oh, you're looking at Portal stuff? I read a really great book called Queen Victoria Zombie Hunter, and it was really fun. And the new book is out, and I am really excited about this. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Oh, cool.
I am so excited about this book because, oh, there's a video that goes with it. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to watch this after the show. I'm also going to have to watch the new Tron 2 trailer, apparently. I haven't been able to see movies in a while, but Tron 2 is cool.
It is.
And what are you looking at? Because you look zoned out.
I am looking at 1UP.com. 1UP actually caught up with Gabe Newell.
Who's Gabe Newell?
He's one of the Valve's co-founders. And he was discussing some things about some of their new games. And they asked him a few questions about an experimental game with a standalone sequel, Portal 2. They weren't able to get a whole lot of information from him, and I think he's perpetuating the mystery of the game.
I'm so excited for this game. Kyle, you were saying it takes place 100 years in the future? Something like that?
Kyle's got some inside scoop on
that. Yeah, there's Game Informer has some really good information on it.
Gabe Newell says that Portal 2 is great, it's the best game we've ever done, and it's not even done yet. They say it's pretty clear, it's pretty done internally, that it's ready to go. They asked for trivia, and all Gabe would release is that Jonathan Coulton is awesome.
Now, he did the song, right? He composed, Jonathan Coulton, he's a musician, he composed the song for the first Portal. Still Alive is his hit.
And the guys from 1UP asked him, oh, is there another song? And he just goes, he's brilliant.
I know information about the song.
Tell me.
In the Game Informer, they say that they use more than just one song in this game.
Ooh.
And they say at one point GLaDOS tries to lull you into a false sense of security with some smooth jazz.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Wow. Did you look at the link that I just sent you?
I have not.
Look at the link that I just sent you.
All right.
Yeah, I know... It's Jesus in a pan of bacon. And it really looks like...
It does not look like...
It looks just like Jesus.
No, it doesn't. It looks just like Bob Marley.
What? No, it does not.
Well, Jesus didn't look like that.
Well, he did in the bacon. Okay. A British man who fell asleep while cooking bacon said he awoke an hour later to find the image of Jesus Christ burned into the base of the frying pan.
Well, either that or he just said, Jesus Christ, I burnt my bacon. Oh, no!
Toby Ells, 22, of Salford, England, said he was making a bedtime snack after having some beers with housemates and fell asleep on the couch while waiting for his bacon to cook. Sounds like a bad plan, right? When I woke up When I woke up about an hour later, the room was full of smoke, he said. Luckily, we've got an electric hob, so I turned off the heat. But then I lifted up the bacon, and there it was. Jesus Christ, looking back at me. Crikey! Fish and chips! Too right! No, that's Australian. Crap, okay. But I'm looking at this. Now, he looks like a tool. The poor guy looks like such a... Look at this. Come look, Kyle. Come look. I'll give you $1 if you can look at this and not laugh or giggle. Just come here. Fish and chips. Look at that guy. Oh, it's... He's showing up his frying pan triumphantly. It reminds me of that thing you used to be able to get in the grocery store of the person's face with all the magnetic shavings. Doesn't it, though? We need to mention the Jesus Christ bacon pan. Yeah. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I love it. And I was going to talk about something else, but the Jesus Christ bacon just completely... We were going to talk about viruses, weren't we?
Did you read the comment on the site, on this guyism site?
No, what?
It's pretty funny. It says, and I'm quoting from the site, "If I were a religious guy, I'd be kind of pissed right now. With devastating earthquakes hitting all over the earth, and all the horrible things people do on a daily basis, the best thing Jesus could do was show up on a drunken Englishman's house while he's making bacon. It really shows how silly the whole concept of expecting help from a higher power is. Like somewhere Jesus was going, I could save that pregnant woman from rubble or bacon! Bacon! Bacon!
Rubble. Bacon. Yeah. I like that. I refuse to think that Jesus is the begging strips dog. Yeah, this guy feels very strongly. But I gotta admit, that's a cool-looking frying pan. I mean, you know. Okay, so moving on. So before we start a religious, a new set of crusades or something, viruses suck.
See, all he needs now is the nun on toast. And
and he could have a really godly breakfast. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I hate viruses.
Eggs over Jeezy. Sorry, I can't put it down.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, that changed your mind. Anyway, I hate viruses.
Yeah.
You do too. Say, I do too.
I do too.
Yeah, okay. An interesting article on Slashdot, IT malware or malware authors learned market segmentation from the best. This is an article, I'm just going to quote it. "The Register has a rather funny story about the Zeus botnet. The latest version of the Zeus do-it-yourself crimeware kit goes to great lengths to thwart would-be pirates by introducing a hardware-based product activation scheme similar to what's found in Microsoft Windows. They've also pushed out multiple flavors of the package that vary in price depending on the capabilities it offers. Just like Windows users can choose between the lower price Windows 7 Starter or 7 Business, botmasters have multiple options for Zeus." Now,
well, actually looking at the article and really reading about the Zeus do-it-yourself crimeware kit.
Yeah.
All right. The newest version of this particular piece of software starts at $4,000, and additional features can fetch as much as $10,000. The new feature is designed to prevent what Microsoft refers to as casual copying by ensuring that only one computer can run a licensed version of their crime kit. Like, wow.
For a mere $500 more, users can get a Zeus module that will allow them to receive pilfered data in real time using the Jabber instant messaging client.
Doot-it. Doot-it, doot-it.
A module that grabs data out of fields typed into Firefox. A module that grabs data out of fields typed into Firefox fetches an extra $2,000, and a virtual network computing module that allows users to establish a fully functioning connection to an infected computer costs $10,000. So basically, this is a network of compromised computers. If you've got a virus, you might be one of these poor schlubs that we're talking about who the bad guys are licensing the ability to steal your computer.
I mean, they've taken cyber crime to a whole new level of Microsoft.
Wow. I mean,
they're using the same kind of hardware-based product activation scheme as what's used in Windows.
Wow.
I mean, it's
I hate to say it, it's kind of genius.
They're protecting their revenue stream.
They are. Yeah, they are. They're protecting their intellectual property, illegal though it be. Now, we're seeing a lot of viruses at that computer store, and the real problem is if you're infected, you are an unwilling part of the problem. And we urge you, if you think you might be infected, call somebody you trust. Be it that computer store, 803-462-4199. Be it some other computer store that you trust. Be it a friend of yours that eats Cheetos and plays too many video games. If they're competent, if they're capable, man, get help, because we've had customers call and say, oh, I'm infected, and then they don't bring their computer in for 3 weeks, and that's 3 weeks. We had one customer who he was taken for $14,000. He lost $14,000 because they got a hold of his account information.
That's just insane.
Yeah, so, man, protect yourself. Is that the end of the show?
I believe it is.
Really? Wow. Okay. So that's it for this week's edition of That Computer Show. You're listening on www.thatcomputershow.net. What else do I got? We'll be back next week, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCS Joe. Don't forget to support the D5 robotics team. Cool stuff. Maybe they'll build us a robot.
Neat.
Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to That Computer Show. Scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it.